Hello there, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Celine.
And today, Celine, we are reading an article all about fonts.
Okay, about fonts.
Mm-hmm.
字体. Mm. So, what is about, I mean, fonts about what?
Well, fonts, we should probably explain, are styles of letters.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of you might think, what do you mean styles of letters? When I write the letter. And as long as I can see that's an A and that's a J and that's a W, who cares? But when we talk about fonts, we're not talking about writing with a pen or pencil. We're talking about printed letters, the types of letters you'll use when you type on a computer, when you print out a document, or when you buy a book. If you're making posters, this is a time when fonts might become important. If you're making a poster for a party, you might have a fun style of letter. If you're making a poster for a scary Halloween party, though, ooh, you might want scary letters. Those styles of letters are what we mean by fonts.
Yeah, one least interesting found is, for me, it's Times New Roman.
That's a pretty standard one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But yes, if you've ever played around with your word processor on your computer, you probably have discovered there are hundreds of fonts on there. And of course, there are thousands more out in the world. So if you like to make your writing a little more interesting, or the books or papers that you're printing a little more attractive, check out some fonts. So let's now check out our article, and as we do, pay attention to the font that it's printed in the magazine.
Sans Forgetica makes remembering easier. What do you do to remember things that you learn? Maybe you take lots of notes, or perhaps you study with friends. Now, there is a new idea from a university in Australia. Using a font that's hard to read. Making reading harder seems strange. Still, that's what the new font Sans Forgetica does. The letters have lots of spaces within them. These spaces make the letters harder to read. This makes us slow down. And when we do, our brains remember things better. The same thing happens when we read bold or italic font. Sans Forgetica is still being tested, but scientists think it will be very useful. Soon, we may see all kinds of things in Sans Forgetica.
Word power!
Perhaps. Perhaps. Peter usually sits next to me. But today I don't see him. Perhaps he's sick. Peter usually sits next to me, but today I don't see him. Perhaps he's sick. University. University. My older brother goes to a university in Taichung. He's studying medicine. My older brother goes to a university in Taichung. He's studying medicine. Seam. Seam. This mountain is very high. It seems hard to climb. This mountain is very high. It seems hard to climb. Soon. Soon. I am hungry, so I'll get something to eat soon. I am hungry, so I'll get something to eat soon.
认识字汇.
Font. Brain.
Okay, so our article begins with a question. It's a good way to start the article. A question will help us to think about what we're reading today. It says, what do you do to remember things that you learn?
Ooh,
good question for anyone who's been a student anyone who's studied or tried to remember things for a test,
yes.
some of you will probably have a trick or some special way that you remember things that you learn. Of course, if you don't remember them, then you won't be able to write the answers on the test because the information won't be there. So remembering things is important for all of us for many different reasons. But how can we remember better?
For me, I like to write repeatedly the same thing.
Oh, so you write it again and again and again.
That's
right. And eventually it goes in your brain. That's a good way. That's absolutely a good way. Here are some other possibilities. It says, maybe you take lots of notes, or perhaps you study with friends. Yeah, these are two other popular ways for...
A study group.
For students to study, you can take notes, write down what the teacher says, and maybe like you, go home and write it down again so it goes into your brain, into your memory, or get together with your friends with a study group, as Celine mentioned, and you can test each other. You can ask each other answers and questions, which might make it easier to remember.
That's right. 你可能会记下很多笔记，或者是你可能和朋友们一起读书。那 take notes 就是记笔记的意思啦。
And here we had a word power word. That word is perhaps. Perhaps. It's an adverb and it's spelled P-E-R-H-A-P-S. All right. As I mentioned, perhaps is an adverb and we use this to talk about something that could be true, that could happen, but we just aren't sure. If you know the word maybe, M-A-Y-B-E, well, perhaps and maybe are just about exactly the same. Maybe I'll see a movie this weekend. Perhaps I'll see a movie this weekend. We can use them interchangeably. Notice, though, perhaps we always have that S. It doesn't matter about singular, plural, one thing, two things. You would never say perhaps with no S. It's always perhaps, and it means the same as maybe. For example, Peter usually sits next to me, but today I don't see him. Perhaps he's sick. Peter usually sits next to me, but today I don't see him. Perhaps he's sick.
那我们看到今天第一个 word power word, 它就是 perhaps. 那 perhaps 是副词，意思呢就是或许，其实跟刚刚 Mike 老师说的 maybe 是很类似的。但前半句已经用 maybe 开头，所以后半句如果用不一样的文章就会比较好看啦。那我们例句看到的意思就是说，这个 Peter 通常都会坐在我旁边，但今天我没有看见他，或许他生病了。
All right, back to the article. In the next sentence tells us, now there is a new idea from a university in Australia using a font that's hard to read.
Oh, why?
As a way of remembering things. That's really interesting.
Okay, 我们现在看到第一个。第一个这个就是来自某一个澳洲大学的新点子，用一个难以阅读的字型。
It's an interesting idea. We'll find out more about it later. But since this is an idea that came to us from a university, I guess we should listen to it and think about it carefully.
Kind of respect it.
That's right, because universities are schools where lots of smart people do work. And it's also a long word. So pay attention. University. U-N-I-V-E-R-S-I-T-Y. It's a noun, and the word is university. A university is just a school. It's the type of school that you will probably go to after senior high school. If you pass all your classes and tests in senior high school, and you go straight to a new school, that would probably be a university. Some people also call this type of school a college. C-O-L-L-E-G-E. Now, there is a small difference between a university and a college, but it's not that important. And as I said, for most people, they would say, oh, after I left high school, I went straight to university. And in university, you'll get extra special education in very intelligent and difficult subjects. A lot of your teachers will probably be doctors or PhDs. These are the types of people who teach in universities, and you can study everything from music, art, and language to law, medicine, and engineering. So a lot of people, when they're preparing for their career, for their working life, they will get the training they need in a university for 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, maybe even more, because universities are great places to learn a lot about almost anything. For example, my older brother goes to a university in Taichung. He's studying medicine. My older brother goes to a university in Taichung. He's studying medicine.
Okay, 我们看到第二个 word power word 是高等教育的学校，也叫做university, 就是大学。那我们刚刚看到例句呢，它的意思就是说我的哥哥在台中读大学，他现在就读的是医学院。好，那你可能也听过有人用 college 来指大学，那也是可以的，但 college 比较常来指学院，所以一个 university 里面可能有很多的 college。对，就是这样的意思，很多学院。
That's right. In university, of course, there'll be lots of students being taught by professors, but they also do a lot of research in universities. They study things to try to learn more, not just for the students, but for the whole world. And this is probably where this information about using weird fonts, it probably came from a university study or university researchers. Here's the idea. It says, making reading harder seems strange. It sure does. If you're trying to learn something new and remember it, why are you going to make it harder to read the words?
Yeah, so you have one more thing to understand.
Exactly, another level of difficult stuff.
让阅读哦，这件事让阅读变困难，似乎是很奇怪的事情哎。
Yeah, here we have this verb seem, to seem. It's spelled S-E-E-M, seem. Seem is a verb that we would often use when we know about something, but we don't know very much about it. When we say it seems a certain way, this is the way it looks at first. Again, as we learn more about it, we might have to change our mind. But if something seems a certain way, especially if it seems adjective, this is the way it looks. So if you look outside and the wind's blowing, but you haven't actually put your arm out to feel the air, you might say, oh, the wind's blowing, it seems cold outside, or it seems like there'll be a storm. Maybe there won't be. Maybe in 15 minutes the sun will come out and the temperature will change. But right at that moment, just when you looked out, without knowing very much, this is the feeling that you got. If you walk by a restaurant and there's candles on the table and, you know, waiters in fancy clothes, you might say, ugh, it seems like an expensive restaurant. Maybe it's not. Maybe they just dress well there. But that's the feeling, that's the idea you get at first when you don't know everything. For example, this mountain is very high. It seems hard to climb. This mountain is very high. It seems hard to climb. Yes, the mountain seemed hard to climb until we went around to the other side and there was an elevator.
Really?
It wasn't hard to climb.
That must be in China.
Probably. It seems like it was, although I'm not sure. Anyways.
Okay, 我们今天看到第三个单词是 seem. Seem 是一个连缀动词哦，它意思是似乎、仿佛怎样。那后面可以直接接形容词来修饰前面的主词啊。那刚刚的 making reading harder 就是主词。那 strange 这个形容词就直接接在 seem 后面，就可以修饰这个主词咯。那我们刚刚看到例句意思就是说，这座山好高哦，看起来好像不好爬哎。Yeah, it's strange. How could making reading hard may help people remember things?
Exactly. I don't quite know. So let's read on. It says, still, that's what the new font, Sans Forgetica, does. Okay.
That sounds Italian.
Sans Forgetica. Interesting. A lot of these fonts do have Italian or French names, and maybe it's related to sans serif, which is another well-known font.
Okay. 尽管如此，这就是这个字体，这个 sans forgetica 所做的事情。那 what 所带出来的这个叫做名词子句。那至于名词子句要怎么用呢？就让我们有请 Magic Box 老师来解答了。
找亮点。
哎，小姐小姐，不好意思哦，你知道七矮人家怎么走吗？嗯，我只是出门采个花就迷路了，我到底在哪儿啊？ Where am I now? Do you know where I am now? 你知道我现在在哪里吗？哈，你不知道哦，好吧，那我再想想办法好了。哦，怎么办？小矮人们一定会很担心哎。哦，我这个大神经真的是个大路痴。你们也跟我一样常常迷路吗？刚刚说的 Where am I now 是个问句的用法，问我在哪儿呢？哎，有没有公主们啊？只要啊、哦、晕倒，然后一睡醒就会这样啊、哦、Where am I now？ 哎，不过啊，当你今天将这个问句合并到另外一个句子中，像是 Do you know where I am now？Do you know where I am now? 你知道我现在在哪儿吗？诶，这时候啊，这个句子呢就成为了一个间接问句哦。你可以发现呢，它是由主要的子句加上一个疑问词，再加上主词，再加上助动词以及动词所组成的哦。因此啊， where am I 在间接问句里面则会变成 where I am now， 大家要特别注意哦。我再举个例子哦，你知道吗？刚刚有多可怕？我在路上遇到一个很可怕的老奶奶，哎，她突然就出现，然后拉住我，然后不让我走，哎，我问她说 ，What do you want？ 你到底要什么 ？Tell me what you want， 告诉我你要什么好不好？啊，我们先一起来看看这边，这边呢也是用了一个间接问句哦。不过眼尖的你有没有发现，原本问句的Do 怎么不见了呢？没错，如果助动词呢是 do, does, did， 当句子变成间接问句的时候，则必须要把它拿掉咯。哎呦，后来啊，你知道吗？我才发现那个老奶奶啊，原来是要请我吃苹果啦。哦，那个苹果看起来真的超好吃，我就好想吃哦。因此呢，我就问她说，哎，你到哪里买这么漂亮的苹果啊？ I asked her where she bought the apple.I asked her where she bought the apple. 诶，这边呢也是将原本的问句 Where did she buy the apple? 和主要的子句 I asked her 合并而成的间接问句哦。诶，那因为 did 必须要拿掉，所以记得哦， buy 这个时候呢要变成过去式 bought 哦。结果啊，奶奶说，哦，那个是她自己种的啦。你觉得我这样到底该不该收下？我觉得我根本不认识她。I don't even know who she is. I don't even know who she is. 啊，你干嘛吼？
Alright, back to our article. Let's learn more about Sans Forgetica,、mm-hmm. this special font. It says the letters have lots of spaces within them. These spaces make the letters hard to read.、
Oh.
Interesting. Kind of hard to imagine without seeing it, but I guess if you have a B, that circle in the B is really big、
okay.
or something like that.
I'm not quite sure.
Or it's missing parts, too.、Oh. Who knows?
Okay.这个呢，我们看到这些字哦，这些字中间有很多空隙，也就是很多 spaces。那这些空隙让这些字呢难以阅读哦。
So we're not quite sure what the letters look like, but here's what happens when we read the letters. It says, this makes us slow down. And when we do, our brains remember things better. Ah, so it's not the letters, it's the fact that when you read the letters, you have to read more slowly,If you read more slowly, you remember more. So it's really just about slowing down.
Yeah, so you can remember better.
Okay.、
Okay. 这样会让我们慢下来，而当我们这么做的时候呢，我们的脑子就会记得很清楚。那个这个 brain 就是脑子的意思了。那这个我们看下去哦，就是接下来呢 ，I think I do remember a lot of more stuff, like.In a book or stuff, when I slow down a bit.
Absolutely.、Mm-hmm. A lot of things when you need to be careful, if you slow down a bit, you will do much better.、
Mm-hmm.
And you'll avoid making silly mistakes. But you don't necessarily have to use this special font. It says, the same thing happens when we read bold or italic font. Bold font is that kind of dark one where the letters are... bigger and thicker. And italic is that one where the letters kind of lean over, as almost as if they were written by hand. Mm-hmm. These are easy things to find on your computer. So maybe if you're printing out your notes next time, use bold or italic, and that could help you remember.
Or help others to remember.
True.
Mm-hmm. 当我们阅读粗体字或者是斜体字的时候呢，同样事情也会发生了。那 bold 就是粗体，那刚才 italic 就是斜体的意思啦。
Mm-hmm. Now, this is still something that the scientists are looking at. It says, Sans forgetica is still being tested, but scientists think it will be very useful. So if you go and look for it in your computer now, you might not find it.But maybe in 5 or 10 years, it will be very common.
Ah, but actually downloaded it.
You downloaded it?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you downloaded it from?
That university, I guess.
Oh, okay.
From that university.
See, it works.
Okay. Since forgetica is 还在测试中啦，不过呢，这个科学家们认为它会很有用哦。那这边 test 就当作测试来使用。我们用的就是被动语态，就是 be tested 来表达被测试。那再用现在式来表示说，哎，正在发生当中。所以这里呢，就是说这种字体正在被测试中。
And soon, we read, soon we may see all kinds of things in Sans Forgetica. All kinds of things like,
you forget it all.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't use Sans Forgetica.
Okay, 很快的呢，我们可能会看到各种东西使用 Sans Forgetica 的字体呈现哦。那以什么字体呈现，我们就可以用 in blah blah blah。例如我们常用 Times New Roman 嘛，那如果用这个字体，我们就可以说 in Times New Roman. That's right.
Okay.
Let's go to our review time now.
That's a fantastic idea. But wait, first we have another word, power word.
I guess I didn't use Sans Forgetica.
You didn't use that, but we will be going to our review time soon. And it just happens that soon is our last word, power word. This is an adverb. It's very easy to spell. S-O-O-N. S-O-O-N. Soon.All right, as I mentioned, soon is an adverb, and it's an adverb we use when talking about doing something, doing an action or a verb in a very short time. Not a long time from now, but very soon, very short time from the present time. If you're tired, you should go to bed soon. If you're waiting for the bus and you're late for school, man, you want that bus to get here soon. Not in 20 minutes or 30 minutes, but in 1 or 2 minutes. That would be soon in a very short time in the future. For example, I am hungry, so I'll get something to eat soon. I am hungry, so I'll get something to eat soon. I can't wait for lunch.
OK, 我们看到 soon 这个字呢，它是副词，意思就是很快很快，不久后的意思。那除了像文章一样放在句首，我们可以放在句尾啦，所以我们也可以说 We may see all kinds of things in Sans Forgetica soon. 那例句的意思呢，就是说我饿了，所以我很快就会去找东西吃了。OK, now let's go to our review time.
Soon?
Yeah, very soon.
OK, then we can get something to eat.
Yeah, good. Later.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right. Well, since we don't have Sans Forgetica now, we'll have to do something else to try to remember some of our word power words. We can't print them out in a fancy font, but what we could do is maybe play a game with some of the words that we learned. And, you know, if you play a game, if you make learning and remembering more fun, then it, well, I don't know if it's easier, but it doesn't feel like work.It feels like something a little more entertaining. So let's look at our words. For today, we had perhaps, we had university, we had seem, and we had soon. So I'm going to give Celine a few words that sort of mean these words, but not exactly. and she has to figure out which word I am talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about something that will happen in a few minutes, not a few hours. Something that might happen tomorrow and not next year.
Okay, soon.
Soon, exactly. Yeah,
yes.
Soon can be different, but we're always comparing it to a longer time. So 5 seconds is soon compared to 1 minute. 1 day is soon compared to 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're all a little bit relative. Okay, next word we have, oh, it's college. It's post-secondary education. It's where you might get a bachelor's degree, a graduate degree, a PhD.
Okay, I think I'm getting it. It's university.
It's university.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the big school that older folks go to. And maybe you will go there. Possibly you will go there. Perchance.
Perhaps
you will go there. We don't know. I bet most of you will probably go to university at some time, but since we don't know, we can use this adverb perhaps. We think you will, but what? We can't see the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because the future appears to be impossible to understand. From what we know of the future now, we can't tell you what will happen next year. It seems impossible to tell the future. The future seems very uncertain.
Yeah.
But of course, a year from now, the future, well, it won't seem so uncertain.
Yeah, and it seems that we're out of time.
It does. It appears that we're out of time. Yes, we are out of time.
That's right.
It doesn't seem. It is. It's true. It's happening. We gotta go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sense for Getica makes remembering easier. What do you do to remember things that you learn? Maybe you take lots of notes, or perhaps you study with friends. Now, there is a new idea from a university in Australia, using a font that's hard to read. Making reading harder seems strange. Still, that's what the new font Sans Forgetica does. The letters have lots of spaces within them. These spaces make the letters harder to read. This makes us slow down. And when we do, our brains remember things better. The same thing happens when we read bold or italic font. Sans Forgetica is still being tested, but scientists think it will be very useful. Soon, we may see all kinds of things in Sans Forgetica. Perhaps. Peter usually sits next to me, but today I don't see him. Perhaps he's sick. Peter usually sits next to me, but today I don't see him. Perhaps he's sick. University. My older brother goes to a university in Taichung. He's studying medicine. My older brother goes to a university in Taichung. He's studying medicine. Seem. This mountain is very high. It seems hard to climb. This mountain is very high. It seems hard to climb. Soon. I am hungry, so I'll get something to eat soon. I am hungry, so I'll get something to eat soon.
认识字汇
Font Brain